a certain group of people in New York, status is everything.
When it comes to reality television, few series have been as successful as The Real Housewives of New York.
I run with a fabulous circle of people.
The program premiered in 2008 and continues to be aired internationally. Alex McCord was an original cast member along with her Australian-born husband, Simon Van Kempen, who hails from Ballina.
I moved to Ballina in 1970, or actually December 69, as a five-year-old. Yeah, and I ended up living in London and Paris and New York. But, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from, and it should never place a boundary or a fence. It shouldn't keep you in.
Simon and I met in 1999 when we were both on an international internet dating site. From the second date on, we were inseparable.
Okay. Can I use that one? Oh, I'll pay for this.
When Alex and Simon signed up for the series, they say it was pitched to them as something very different from the final product.
There was actually, I remember, a big writer's strike and overall entertainment industry strike happening. I'd been an actor for 10 years and I was sort of taking a break. We'd just had our second child, and because of the strike, a lot of our friends who worked as first ADs and script supervisors and whatnot were all doing reality TV because it's the only work they could get. So we sort of knew what was going on in the reality TV world, and one of our buddies said, "Oh man, they are packaging this show you guys would be perfect for. It's about parenting in New York City. It's about people who don't leave the city but choose to raise their children in the city." And I remember Simon and I thought about it and sort of said, yeah, okay, we'll send him an email. Within an hour, we had a phone call and then an interview and then a screen test. And then it took a year to put it together. But they came back and said, "We're ready to go. Do you still want to do this?" We had no clue whatsoever that it was no longer a show about parenting. It was a show about quote-unquote socialites.
For four seasons, Alex and Simon were filmed daily and watched by an average of between 1 and 3 million viewers per episode in the US alone.
Every once in a while, you'll get something that is just completely real and is exactly as it happened. More often than not, it's like looking at yourself through a kaleidoscope. Like watching something where you have part of a conversation and then it cuts to another part of a conversation. You might be watching yourself in an interview and you're saying something from Tuesday that's edited together with something from Thursday, which creates something that you never actually said. There are other moments where someone behind the scenes might engineer something. Like they might lie to cast members and set up something that they want to do. Like it's almost like, you know, lighting a match and throwing it in to see what happens. But then those who aren't in on it, i.e. the cast, have honest reactions to whatever was created. So is that real or is that not real? You know, it wouldn't have just happened on a Wednesday afternoon having coffee, but it's real in the moment because somebody engineered a weird, surreal situation, put real people in it, and they reacted to it.
Oh, it's a little bit like disappearing into the rabbit warren. If I was to take 1% of anyone's life and only show that to people, then you only see 1% of their life. But when you see it on a TV show, you think that's their totality. That is everything that they are, everything they represent.
And while the storylines were centered around the wives, Simon quickly became the male star of the show.
Simon was a trailblazer. He was the first husband. He was the first one who didn't follow the rules. Again, New York City was the second franchise, but all of the OC husbands and boyfriends did what they were told. They all sort of sat down and shut up and escorted the ladies to and from whatever and stayed in the background. That did not happen with Simon. We've got a really close relationship. We really enjoy each other. Neither of us suffer fools. We usually stick together. And that was just totally different than all the other women.
Alex is Alex McCord. I am Simon Van Kempen. We got married. We've always said that marriage is a union. It's not a takeover. It doesn't come with naming rights. And I think our relationship, as Al was saying, is very different than a lot of other people's. And we don't advocate that everyone should live like us, and they shouldn't advocate that we live like them. Now, look, as far as the show was concerned, you can't force yourself on these shows. You can't force any footage or whatever to be included. I mean, I was on the first reunion of the The Real Housewives of New York, and a man had never been on there, and Ramona got up and stormed off, if you remember.
But at the end of the fourth season, Alex and Simon were cut from the series.
We had a four-season contract, and we fulfilled our four seasons. And then at that point, they could have offered us a renewal contract. We were offered a way to continue with the show that we chose not to take up. I remember at the season four reunion, which was the last big day of filming with all the other members, I really went after them. I told them what I thought of them. I walked away feeling clean. In that moment, I felt it had become so unbelievably toxic. I didn't know what to do, and I was really fed up. I don't know that I would have up and chosen to walk away, because there is certainly a golden handcuff situation. Although they're reality shows, they swallow up your life and they become your reality. And then all of a sudden, you know, you don't want to walk away from it because it's a large part of your life. I don't know. I don't know if I would have had the strength to just say, yeah, that's it, I'm gone.
The couple eventually decided to trade the celebrity life for a more humble one in the Ballinashire village of Nuribar.
Yeah, I think one of the things that a lot of people don't necessarily realise is how much the show can take over one's life and it defines you. And there's a struggle to break free from that. We had been talking, I mean, we'd been living in New York at that stage for, I don't know, 12 or so years. Our boys were then 7 and 9, I suppose. We were the only two family members in New York. You know, Alex's family is in Kansas and Texas. Mine happens to all be in the Northern Rivers. My mother is here. Both my brothers are here. My sister has just moved back here from Hungary after 16 years there. And although we had been having a fantastic life in New York, our children had been missing out on family. We thought, well, look, been given a break in life. We've sort of had this major change. We've gone through a really intense few years of being on TV. We did another show for VH1 in 2012. And then we thought, well, why not? Let's just go and live in Australia again. And what better place to live than the Northern Rivers?
I've always seen it as a beautiful, magical place. Not unlike a combination of the Hamptons and sort of the Louisiana Bayou, but a really great, lush, fertile place, not only in terms of the texture and the environment, but also the people.
Simon has just opened a law firm at Tweed Heads while Alex is studying psychology and plans to write a thesis on reality television.
It's funny, you know, we've been at various parties around Byron Bay, whatnot, talking to people who live here, and there is a very familiar refrain that I hear from a lot of people who've come to Byron from Sydney or Melbourne, which is they say they come to unfold. And we didn't know that when we came here, but we're having the opportunity to sort of unfold as well, both in terms of moving from a city to a more rural area, but also in terms of life change and career change.
Do you get recognized when you're doing the grocery shopping or school drop-off?
People who watch the Real Housewives franchise tend to watch all of them, and people who don't. It's about 50-50. I mean, whether I'm in New York or Ballina, I don't tend to sort of be thinking about other people and their relationship to me. I'm just kind of having a day going about my business. So if someone comes up and starts talking to me, then, I mean, you just answer them, smile, say hello.
I had a weird experience in a major hardware store in Ballina a couple of weeks ago where, for the first time ever, someone came up to me and said, "You look like that guy that used to be on the New York Housewives." Do you get that a lot? And I'm thinking, well, how do I answer this? And eventually I just nodded at her and she went, "It is you." And you don't know what to say in those circumstances. You say sort of, "Have a nice day."
And they say they have no plans to trade in the big prawn for the big apple again anytime soon.
Look, New York City is a magical, wonderful place, and it's always going to be there. The kids are well-versed in how to navigate a city. They are doing this sort of more rural life for the first time. I think it's really important to have both. Now, might we end up back there later on? Who knows? Maybe. Wouldn't rule it out. But I'm enjoying this right now.